following speed limit?
I am, but other drivers are always on my bumper and blasting their horns.
Maybe you should try getting out of the left lane.
Getting out of the left lane? Why?
Because the left lane is for passing only.
Since when?
Since always.
I don't remember that from driver's ed.
You should. You really, really, really should.
But getting out of the left lane sounds tricky.
It's not. Just push upwards on your turn signal.
My what?
Then cautiously move over one lane to your right.
Wow. Look at all those happy drivers. I'm sold. I'm going to start getting out of the left lane right away.
Spread the word. And maybe one day, everyone will be getting out of the left lane.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. A grand jury indicts a fired Kentucky police detective on criminal charges in the Breonna Taylor case, but not for her death from police gunfire. Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the apartments of Taylor's neighbors.
Every day, this family wakes up to the realization that someone they loved is no longer with them.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Taylor's death sparked protests in Louisville and officials there ordering a curfew in hopes of avoiding violent demonstrations. A major retailer says it's hiring for the holidays.
Walmart is promising an all-new Black Friday experience and says it'll hire 20,000 seasonal workers to handle holiday shopping. The 20,000 new jobs are at fulfillment centers handling online orders and operating equipment.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
We were gonna balance the budget, but we got high. We were gonna pass comprehensive immigration reform, but then we got high. Government's still messed up, and I know why. Congress got high, Congress got high, Congress got high.
We smoked lots of pot and
we were gonna limit foreign influence in the elections, but then we got high. We were gonna write legislation to make health care affordable, but we got high. We didn't pass an infrastructure spending bill, and I know why. Congress got high, Congress got high, Congress got high.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. That's become a popular request item. It's 5:03. This is like tuning into a sports event.
Happy hour.
Breonna Taylor protests.
Hold on.
There's a commentator named, he does the Tatum Report. And I want to listen to a little bit of what he has to say sometime between now and 6. At 6, we're going to Baumhauer's. And against my will and better judgment, we're celebrating my birthday there tonight.
Woo! 28! You look good, man. What can I say? It's all that IV.
You on drugs?
Maybe Hunter Biden will give you some of that $3.5 million you got from the mayor of Moscow.
The mayor of Moscow, he's connected to Russia, to China, to Ukraine.
Sex
and they
trade.
Impeached Trump over a frickin' phone call.
We all know about the sex trade because he already had that prostitute. He got pregnant in Arkansas, and he wouldn't take the paternity test, remember?
Yeah.
So, and I don't think he would have studied for it anyway. But So, a good day in the polls, even the ABC Washington Post poll, I'm sure you've talked about that, haven't you?
I haven't seen it, no. We've been looking at Louisville and a few other, the Hunter Biden thing in particular.
Yeah, a Washington Post ABC poll, which is not a good poll generally for Republicans, has Trump up by 4 points in Florida and has him up by a point in Arizona, and has Martha McSally only down by 1 point for that Senate race in Arizona, which she was, you know, losing pretty decently a couple of weeks back. So it looks like the undecideds are moving toward Trump. And of course, you know, you can feel that momentum. I don't know if you watched that rally last night, but they had 40,000 people there.
Yeah, I mean, and Joe had like 12.
bigger rallies than he had in 2016.
Yeah. A phenomenon unique to Donald Trump. I honestly think these polls are awful of crap, and I question the sanity of people. One of the best videos I've seen in a long time, I put it on Facebook this morning. This blonde, shrieking shrew sees a Trump rally and sticks her big mouth out the side when, you know, she's driving the car, giving the double finger to the Trump supporters, but forgetting that she's in a car, crashes into the car right in front of her.
And the cops are right there.
And the cops are right behind her. So they get out.
Right behind her. And they get out of the car. And
what
she's like, you see her slump down into her seat like, you know, she's probably thinking, oh, boy, am I a douchebag or what?
Yeah. She definitely
is. But she said she was a typical Trump derangement syndrome, instant schadenfreude, you know. It was, you know, I'll tell you what. I've got several liberal friends that, you know, that are I don't know if they're as convinced anymore as they were, let's say, 6 weeks ago that Biden had a shot to win. But their liberal tears are going to be delicious on November the 4th.
I'm sure they're already doing like they are. They'll have the riots in place. And
Yeah. I hate to see what's going on in Louisville, but I sure was proud to see the Louisville Attorney General that says that mob justice is not justice. You know, and he's sharp as tack too. You remember he spoke at the convention, and he is a rising star in the Republican Party. I have no doubt in my mind. So, but in any event, I think overall things are looking good. The campaign looks like it's going well. He's gonna. I bet that rally he's gonna do in Jacksonville. I guess it's tomorrow. Is gonna be huge.
Oh, without question, Jacksonville.
Huge. Absolutely. And then he's going to Virginia, and then he's going somewhere else. And Virginia's not even a state he probably won't win, but he's obviously, his internal polls must be showing him something to spend a whole trip in Virginia.
Well, you know, there's two counties in Virginia that are hopelessly blue because they're all D.C. workers
Fairfax.
Who are part of the swamp. The rest of the states had a big wake-up call.
Yeah, Nova, Northern Virginia is completely different. You know, Fairfax County and those others, that's exactly right. But hopefully some of the people on the margins, they might be able to pull Virginia, but I don't have them in the win column right now. I'll just put it that way. So, but I think that the fact that Trump is now 4 points ahead in Florida shows he's starting to pull away. They are really concerned and panicked about their numbers among Hispanics, especially in Arizona and Florida. It's really
Because they do this mistaken group thinking that all people of Hispanic heritage are the same. Or don't appreciate America. You know, all they do is teach, hate this country, hate the...
He's polling 70, and Biden's polling 17 percentage of points behind where Hillary was with Hispanics in Florida. Now, I don't know how you win Florida if, you know, because I guess Trump won Florida by a couple
plus,
of points.
You know, how you vote for somebody in his diminished condition with the cackling Kamala Harris right behind her. Chad, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, buddy, take care. Good talk to you.
All righty, let's talk Volvo. You know why? Because don't you think it's time to love what you drive?
Yeah.
Well, take a look. I have known the Volvo product line since the 80s. I actually worked with a Volvo dealer in Miami for several years because I was married to Janelle's mom, and she drove a Volvo. And at that time, that's when safety really started to get emphasized in the production of cars. They were at the front of that, and they continue to be. What Volvo has done, though, differently is they've engineered that safety into the vehicles and some incredible looks. These are now stylish machines and not those boxy-looking Volvos you remember from 20, 30 years ago. And they stay on the road a long, long time. They're really built to last. Right now, I'm looking at savings here on a couple of 2019 new Volvos at $11,549. I would take a look at that. They've got all kinds of special finance programs available. You know, that's one thing the coronavirus has done is made car buying opportunities this year better than ever because they're doing whatever they can to get people into something new. You know, if you live once, it's time, like we say, every time we talk about Jack Ingram, to love what you drive, and the Volvo, I think, is the most lovable car. They have 36 matches in new Volvos if you go to jackingramvolvo.com. Call them up. They have a concierge service that will be happy to bring a sanitized Volvo to your door for a test drive. If you like the experience and you want to buy or lease, they can work all the paperwork out over email or and appraise your trade right on site and make it so easy and convenient. But they're still open for business, too, and they are – it's one of the cleanest places you'll ever shop. And I wasn't kidding when I said I would have my – I would put a blanket on the floor and eat my dinner there because they're in a constant state of making things look beautiful and clean. So shop with confidence. JackIngramVolvo.com to get started because it is time to love what you drive.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. COVID-19 hospitalizations are down across the state. In Montgomery, Baptist Health reports a total of 33 patients at its east and south locations. Jackson Hospital reports 14 COVID-19 patients. There are less than 800 hospitalizations statewide. Auburn officials are asking fans to not roll Toomer's Corner this year after team victories. They also encourage wearing masks and maintaining social distance. However, fans are encouraged to celebrate Auburn victories by rolling two large southern magnolia trees and a white oak in front of Biggin Hall near Toomer's Corner. And the Air Force football team's new uniforms will honor the Tuskegee Airmen. The Air Power Legacy Series uniforms debut on October 3rd for the Navy game at Falcon Stadium. The jerseys have black lettering and a custom Red Tails nameplate inspired by the P-51 aircraft. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Can I infer from what I just heard that rolling Toomer's Corner is going to spread the coronavirus?
Taking the fun out of everything.
Then don't roll Toomer's Corner. Call it a peaceful protest. Or a fiery protest. That has to be the image of the year. That idiot on CNN. It's a peaceful but fiery. While the city behind him is in blazes. Man. It's like looking at the Chicago fire in real time. That's CNN, man.
I can't believe they're trying to cancel Halloween, man. Come on, we already got masks on. A mask on a mask on a mask.
Yeah, and the fact that it's 6 months today since Governor Meemaw's safer at home went into effect. And we all thought, okay, let's buckle up for 2 weeks. Let's do our best and we'll stop it, right? Here it is 6 months later. We're wearing masks. We're socially distanced. We have become almost a completely dysfunctional society. However, that can be corrected by coming to Baumhauer's tonight.
Yes. Oh, I will be there.
And telling me
we'll
look good.
We'll set you straight.
Yeah, and you do look good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight, low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here's the good news for tonight. The rain that's approaching from the west, the remnants of, what's his puss?
Beta.
Beta. those are well to the west of us, so we'll get through this evening fine if you're worried about precipitation on the way to Baumhauer's. Just thought I'd give you that brief update. We'll see some rain probably before the early hours tomorrow morning.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Woo! You ever seem to have one of those years where it seems like nothing's going right? From the pandemic all the way down to your job. Well, you know, dealing with all that stuff ain't easy. But this dad's got a way to cope with it. Let me tell you about it.
Just want to mention, Brett McDonald will not be able to join us this afternoon. He's working with clients at the moment. The one good news I saw in the financial sector today on News Talk 93.1 FM was the third quarter looks like 32% growth, which would completely balance off the 32% loss we had in the second. The market had a mixed reaction to that today. Hopefully he'll be able to join us for the opening bell tomorrow on the morning show. Give us a quick take on what to expect. Wanted to check out the Tatum report this afternoon. This one is entitled, Breonna Taylor's Case Made Me Do This. Now, this is another African-American conservative. And I want to hear what he has to say, because nobody else...
Y'all done made me do it.
Tatum.
This video is brought to you by TheOfficerTatum.com. TheOfficerTatum.com. Get the link in the description section. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. Hit the bell so get notifications anytime I go live or make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to my channel. Hit the join button so you can join the Tatum Squad. Like this video, comment on this video, share this video. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, I am making this video because I am beyond frustrated, but you know what? I'm going to do something about it, and I want every single person that's watching this video to join me in doing something about it. I know for a fact if you saw the thumbnail, you saw that there was a check there. Now, this is my protest. This is my support for Sergeant Mattingly, who was shot. And the reason why I'm doing this, and I'm finna write him a check right here. It's a blank check. I'm finna write him this check right now on this video. Because they gave her family $12 million. $12 million. And I feel like that is asinine that we support criminals and we don't support the police department. So I'm finna write Sergeant Manley a check right now from the TatumReport.com. I'm gonna write him a check. And if you guys wanna support Sergeant Manley, I'm gonna put the link in the description section where you can go down, click the link and donate. If you put on there that you want that to go to Sergeant Manley, every cent will go to Sergeant Manley. I will come and write another check from all the donations that you guys participate in, and I'm gonna write this to Sergeant Manley. Bear with me while I write this check. Sergeant.
Yeah, that his story has never really been discussed. By the way,
the reason why I'm doing it, because I want to write it out right here. This ain't no preset check. I'm going to write it out here, and I'm going to write the total in a minute. 9, 22, 20.
And survival I'm show rate y'all from COVID, people under age 50, 99.9%. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising at all. Feel like they're lying to us every day.
is Sergeant Mattingly, $5,000, $5,000 check. We're writing this $5,000 check out to Sergeant Mattingly in the name of TatumReport.com. TatumReport.com is getting ready to donate. And for everybody that want to donate and participate, support Sergeant Mattingly. We'll put the link there. You go on. Every cent that we get, I'm going to come back. I'm going to write another check with the amount that you guys donate to Sergeant Mattingly. And I think that we should be able to do much better than what these leftists are doing for these fools. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of them making up lies about Breonna Taylor. I'm tired of it. And I'm going to tell you something. Because it makes no sense that her family got $12 million and the sergeant, Sergeant John Mattingly, who got shot as a result of a justified legal search warrant, is not getting any support. To the point now where the PD is putting out these press releases and everything that is going to be chaos and confusion after the verdict is laid. Because none of these police officers, except the dummy shooting through a window, he don't count. None of these police officers, especially not Sergeant Mattingly, will be charged with anything because they didn't do nothing wrong. Now, we're going to go through a few components that I think will change the perspective on everything if people would just listen.
Well, that's the thing. He's a voice in the wilderness compared to the nonstop shrill of the media that's done nothing but paint this as this woman who was minding her own business when the police burst through for no reason and started firing. And notice he had no sympathy for the cop that was firing into the next apartment.
Right.
That's the guy that got charged.
Right.
Mattingly got shot by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. But apparently that's okay with the media. This is the world that we live in, man. It's
terrible, man. I can't believe we only get half the story.
And all we have to make us feel better is Kraft macaroni and cheese with pumpkin spice coming out.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's over. It's apocalypse. The world's going down. Pumpkin spice.
Who would want to eat macaroni and cheese with pumpkin spice?
Yes, it's like sweet potatoes. Potatoes are not supposed to be sweet.
No.
Well, now, sweet potatoes.
Okay. That's different.
I used to be a sweet potato bigot like you.
Yeah, man. I'm not down for it. Sweets or pies, not potatoes.
Well, you make sweet potato pie with sweet potatoes.
Well, sweet potato casserole, best part about it is the crunchy stuff on top that's not sweet potatoes.
You got to try mine. I make sweet potatoes in a sauce. It's a combination of honey and butter and brown sugar. And you just keep reglazing. Until it penetrates the potato pores, and it's like eating candy. It is so good.
Oh.
I've had rave reviews on my yams.
Oh. You got some nice yams, man.
My yams are looking good. Thank you, Ryan Turner, for that. 296-1662. Let's talk about paint for a minute. 523. You do feel better when you redo a room.
All right.
You know what makes you feel lousy? When you buy a cheap paint. And you spend all these backbreaking hours with rollers and brushes, and
it peels right off,
or it doesn't even cover.
Oh man, that's
even worse. You know, when I had my first apartment, I was buying paint on a budget, and I paid for it because I'll never forget. I did this whole long wall in my first apartment, and when it dried, I could see almost all of the white base, you know, the primer coat still showing through.
See right through it, man.
And that's so, it just leaves you feeling defeated. So get a good paint so you only have to do the job once. Do what the pros do. They go to John Lee Paints. They get Richards Paint to do interior jobs. And John Lee Solarproof for exterior painting. They can consult you on colors. They can answer any questions you have about prepping a surface. Does it need to be clean? How do I fill in a hole or a dent? Spackle, or is there some other option that's better? What kind of surface is it? What kind of brushes and rollers will work best with the surface I'm painting? All of those are factors in a great outcome.
It's always nice to ask them about the color, because when you pick a color out, you see a little square.
Yeah.
But they see a whole wall, and that changes everything a little 2-inch square to a 12-foot wall.
I was actually redoing the outside of my home in Florida years ago, and I wanted to go to a nice pale yellow. And I picked out what looked to be a nice pale yellow, but as I was putting it on and it started to dry, it looked like I was painting a banana house. And I had to stop. I had to stop after the part of the front of the house was painted, take a 5-gallon bucket of outdoor paint back, and I went with something that was more sort of a lighter version of the what we put on our place.
Yes, that's nice. I don't know what to call it. I think there was unicorn something in the name, but it's a beautiful color.
Oh, yeah. It's not obnoxious. You don't want an obnoxious color on
that. No, this. And that's why you ask them.
But I didn't, because me, hey, why ask a question? Why not waste all this time? $75 for that 5 gallons of paint.
It's not cheap, and you paid.
That was in the 90s. That same thing would have cost $150 or more today, I'm sure. So don't waste money. Don't waste time. Go to John Lee Paints. Get it done right the first time. Tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. You'll find him on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, where they've been for 4.5 decades.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We sure hope you enjoy your ride home. We're not seeing any problems that are going to delay you. We've got a little congestion around the boulevard. Taylor Road, very congested. Other than that, everything is moving along. No accidents in to us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, be safe, and remember, never text and drive. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Boxed it up. Get ready for the musical games that will keep you guessing.
Who is this?
First, the Masked Singer returns with epic new celebrities in costumes.
That's two people?
Wow. Then, can you tell if someone can sing without hearing their voice?
I don't even think he has vocal cords.
Ken Jeong hosts the premiere of TV's new mystery music show, I Can See Your Voice, right after the Masked Singer season premiere.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop. Sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job,
gotta love millennials.
participating. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. In a couple of years, we will have to pass the torch. In a couple of years, they will be in charge. And one will be our president.
Thirty-one on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Oh, that's somebody from the Coronavirus Task Force. 6 months today since Governor Meemaw made us all be safer at home.
Oh.
Tell me the truth. Did you really think 6 months later we'd still be dealing with this?
No.
I remember being naive. Okay, so the baseball season will be slightly delayed, right? 4 months!
Hey, let's do a Saturday show, man. We'll do it a month or two, and then it'll be over.
And these idiot sports, they're coming back, and what are they interested in? Playing a game? No, they're interested in lecturing us. Go F yourselves, all of you, please. Don't stand there on a football field making a minimum wage. The minimum wage. Most of them are making much more. A minimum wage of over $500,000 a year, and talk to me about my white privilege or any other racial crapola. This country's been very good to you. Embrace it.
Make like 30 grand almost a game.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
Plus, that doesn't even take into account what they get from jersey sales, video game residuals, all the stuff, anything that they're a part of, anything that benefits players, they pull all that money and they all get a check. It's the one socialistic aspect of professional sports, that all the athletes receive a check once a year that represents their share of all that revenue from football cards. All of that money from these different sources is pooled together.
Man, you know they got to make a lot of money off of Madden.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
And nobody's professional sports salary was impacted by the coronavirus this year in terms of the actual wage. Now, playing a shorter season, yes, they were impacted in that regard. So Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees, for example, who was scheduled to make $35 million, will only make about $13 million because of the shortened season, but he's still being paid the same wage per game. And I got news for baseball and NFL players and NBA players. Cut the crap. Your television ratings, the NBA has managed to piss off the public to the point where their ratings are down over 50% since 2012 and dropping by chunks with all this social justice. Nobody wants that. That's not what we watch to see you use your skills to amaze us, to impress us.
To get our mind
who
off
the hell
politics.
Who the hell imbued with some of the... When I hear some of the comments, you know, some of the worst things that athletes can do is talk and open a mouth and reveal their incredible ignorance. So just stop it. Stop telling us about privilege when it is you who is enjoying tremendous privilege. The privilege of making enough in a 2 or 3 year period to set yourself up for the rest of your life after you've received a free 4-year education and whatever little perks come along with that.
Little perks, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Like, we don't know that certain things... Who was it? He was a big disappointment as a professional. I think he played for Arkansas, and he was a quarterback. And they were playing Alabama. This is, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago. Somebody will remember this clown's name. Somehow, while he's still in college, he's driving a $60,000 Hummer.
Woo!
What kind of part-time job you got there in school that you can drive a $60,000 Hummer? I think he was picked by Oakland or something, and he never really amounted to much in the pros. So, yeah, do tell us how privileged we all are to be able to watch you make a buttload of money for playing a game. I don't want to hear about it. Especially since... I'll just leave it at that. I want to play. Have you... Dinesh D'Souza's done some great movies. He did Hillary's America, Hillary's America 2016. He was the first one to peel back the lid off. And they punished him, man. They made him go to jail for a minor campaign. You got Joe Biden and his son collecting millions of dollars from China, from the Ukraine, and from Russia. Millions. And neither one of them is even going to get a whiff of a jail cell. But Dinesh D'Souza made a $10,000 contribution to a campaign in California and wound up going to jail. So we do have a different standard of justice, except it's not the one that they're trying to sell on TV. And finally, people are wising up. It's 5:37.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have an accident on Highway 231 just as you're getting into Wetumpka. This is going to be right before Jasmine Hill Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. The Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road just slammed from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. We've got congestion on the boulevard at the major intersections, all of the major intersections. I-65 and 85 heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No other accidents to tell you about. Keep it here for more updates. Registration for mini-term B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenum State Community College. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire, suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I believe there's a technical issue afoot here.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Set them on fire. Temperature's great at 68. It's fall. Shorten There's a change in football games, it's fall. There's a couple months to go before winter ice and snow. I can go outside and I still don't need a coat. So let's all go out apple picking. It won't be this nice until the next spring. I only hate having to rake, it's fall.
No doubt the days are getting shorter.
Leon's getting larger.
I wonder if Leanne's coming to Baumhauer's tonight. It's 5:41 on Happy Hour. Greg, Rosie, and Seth, and JD on the phone.
Was it Darren McFadden y'all were thinking about?
Yes, it was.
I kind of figured it was. He had a very expensive vehicle. Great running back, but very expensive.
You know,
vehicle.
And the thing is, the announcers were talking about his struggles, you know, coming from an impoverished area and stuff. I'm wondering, how do you go from poverty to a Hummer before you graduate college? I'd like, and they were showing this thing off, and it was like you could tell, like, they were wondering, how is this possible that somebody still in college is driving a $60,000 machine?
I completely agree. But, hey, on the bright side, this might make your day. Kyle Rittenhouse is... got a team of defamation lawyers fixing to sue CNN, and all of them are fixing to get hit with another defamation of character lawsuit.
Good.
I hope they take them to the cleaners.
Yeah, and maybe if they get taken to the cleaners enough, even George Soros will be fed up with underwriting their insipid and stupid, ignorant coverage, making up lies about people.
It's absolutely horrible. You know, the kid may wind up getting like a $5,000 fine, but I think $5,000 is worth a $125 million lawsuit.
Well, this is what the media does. They rush to judgment, and they know somebody's going to bail them out later, and that's just wrong.
But you know, not you, Greg. You tell the truth, and that's why I listen, man. Seth, you're doing a kick-butt job, too.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I'm nowhere near Montgomery right now. I've been listening to y'all on the app the past couple hours.
Awesome.
Making my way back from Phoenix City.
Smart man.
So, you guys kill it. I'm always listening. Y'all keep rocking on.
We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man.
I not only tell the truth, but I look good.
Yes, you do!
Yeah!
Hey, man.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I was going to play a clip of Joe Biden rambling on, but that's not electrifying. You know what is? Kraft macaroni and cheese with pumpkin spice.
Kraft introduces pumpkin spice mac and cheese. The original taste you love with added pumpkin spice. Try Kraft Shrimp Scampi with Pumpkin Spice Linguine. Or Kraft Vegetarian Pumpkin Spice Lasagna. Instead of meat, a layer of spiced pumpkin. All coming soon with the new Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese. By the third forkful, you'll feel like you've had enough. Pumpkin spice. From Kraft.
Ooh. Ew. Ew. Yeah. How much pumpkin spice do you ingest?
I tried it once.
Pumpkin spice period or the mac and cheese?
I think it was in a coffee or something.
I mean, it's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. You know, we got to add it to mac and cheese now. What next?
No.
Oh, how about a nice pumpkin spice wing at Baumhauer's?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mac and cheese is a savory dish. You don't add pumpkin spice.
Now, I've got to make my own. I am tired of prefab mac and cheese. I want to make it from scratch.
Yes!
Yet to do that, but there are some. They in fact, they have one at Food Outlet that's really good. And Costco has a pre-made that's not too bad. But you know me. If it's a Food Outlet, I'm buying it there.
Oh, yeah. Period. You got to, man.
Yeah. That moment brought to you by Mr. Electric. I still laugh every time. I think of all, it wasn't like hours or days, but I remember trying to figure out why this magnificent outdoor motion-activated fixture couldn't come on. Okay. I mean, I'm on the inside flicking switches. She's on the outside running back and forth in front of it trying to get it to light up. And nothing's happening. We didn't know if the bulbs needed to be replaced. We couldn't figure out why this motion-activated thing. So Mr. Electric comes out. We had them out to do some other things. They installed our Ring doorbell system, which still works perfectly after 3 years. So they did the investigation on this switch issue and found out there's no wire. There's no wire going to that light fixture. Whoever owned the house put it there. Maybe they intended to run some wire to it. So they finished it for us, and now it works like a charm.
That would explain it.
In fact, since they fixed it, I have yet to run into a mailbox. Because it illuminates the front and the bottom half of the driveway. And at the time I leave, it's pretty dark.
They're doing a job for us right now. They're coming out on Monday to replace our parking lot lights with LED lights, which is going to significantly change the lighting.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's excellent. And they're going to light up our sign.
No doubt they gave you an upfront price.
They did.
And that's the price you'll pay. There's no games, no gimmicks, just the very best master certified electricians at Mr. Electric. Call 245-1566, 245-1566. Or visit MrElectric.com.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home, and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at Big Block Designs. Have a better day.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery right now. We've still got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway, Congressman Dickinson. Taylor Road still very busy this afternoon, as well as the West-South Boulevard on both sides of I-85. I-65 southbound, a little bit of a slowdown right at Eastern Boulevard. Folks getting out of town, just a heavy volume of traffic. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm looking for, was watching the Ruth Bader Ginsburg funeral. Interesting this year, they gave a 15-day send-off to a guy with a heavy criminal background who actually died from a drug overdose. And I don't recall the world shutting down the way it has for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Antonin Scalia was like in the crowd. Have a nice, yeah. This fake grief, this final wish. In fact, Babylon Bee did a hilarious thing. They faked a document, Ginsburg's final wishes, and they did it in Old English scroll. You don't want to make fun of somebody dying, but they bring this on themselves with their overboard reaction. She was 87.
She beat it 3 times.
I mean, the woman lived a lot longer than most, so she had one heck of a constitution. Problem is, she didn't read the one she was supposed to protect. So, I'm evaluating on results, not on family feelings and all that kind of stuff. I mean, for her granddaughter to come out and say, well, her final wishes, get out of here. You know, what does that have to do with anything?
That's a personal thing.
It has no bearing.
Exactly.
On the law.
It just tells you what a political hack she was in the Supreme Court. Not to be mean, but I'm being mean. But somebody noticed today, who was it? The deputy governor of Illinois noticed that there was no diversity in the people that were there who served as pallbearers and stuff. Isn't that something?
I don't know.
And the term that was used, that even heroes have blind spots. In other words, well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still a hero, but she wasn't a racist.
Whoa, man, if that was somebody on our side,
you better believe.
End of the world.
Forget it. It's such a joke.
It's hard not to be mean, but they wouldn't do it for us.
They bring it on themselves, man. Doug.
Yes, I was wondering if you guys have heard LeBron ever answer the sheriff out in L.A. County about the matching the reward money.
He didn't, and nor has he responded to the UFC guy that said, hey, come fight me if you're such a badass.
What?
Oh, yeah. That guy that won the UFC fight on Saturday night challenged LeBron. Come on, man. I'll take you on. You don't like Trump supporters? Come on.
Was there any development out there? Got any leads on done this?
No. Nothing new that I've heard.
Well, you know, I'm not making fun of nobody, but or anything that happened out there. But if you look at that video of the person who walked up to that SUV and shot, they were about the same height as that SUV. And it looks like to me it was a little person that done it, the way they ran off.
Yeah, I agree.
If you've ever watched a little person run, they run exactly the same way.
Well,
if you ever watched that video.
Who knows, in L.A., who knows what orders they're being given by leadership, or a leadership, what a joke, on how to handle that. It's all crap. Thanks for the call, Doug. Sam?
Hey, Greg. Want to say hey, and, happy birthday, man.
Let's wait till Monday. If I'm still here, I'll accept.
Yes, sir.
You mean when?
I had to jump on the bed. Last couple of days, we keep talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and wishes, and everybody keeps talking about wishing this and wishing that, and every time I hear that, I keep thinking the old saying, if wishes were fishes, we'd all eat well, and it's just, you know what I'm saying, I want fresh fish. I got to go to the store. But, and the other say it, wish in one hand and something in the other, see which one fills up the quickest. So, President Trump, he's going to appoint someone. They're going to get it done, and it's going to be great.
I agree. And the Senate is ready. For once, the Republicans put their hands in their pants and found something there that's been missing lately. And that includes the women.
Well, let's see how well he does.
Who do you think they're going to get?
So they'll be they'll be approving, and I'm not sure. I'm not so sure it's going to be Comey Brennan. It may be the woman from Florida.
I like her, man.
Well, you know what? Okay. She would give America a chance to see what bullshit artists the Democrats are when it comes to race and ethnicity. They won't accept any person of color or any ethnicity that doesn't goose step to the socialist left, and this judge does not.
Good.
Most Hispanics in Florida do not, because they came from the kind of hellhole they're trying to create here. They want nothing to do with it. 555. We have another storm system coming. We won't be seeing any rain till after midnight tonight. But when it starts, it is going to be ongoing for a bit. And areas that have already had a lot of water may start flooding. I'm just reminding you on behalf of Jeff Mallinson and the team at Georgia Floors Direct that nobody is better equipped in this area to get flooded flooring out and new flooring in. They specialize in these situations, something they've learned to do over 50 years, going back to Hurricane Opal and Ivan, areas that are flood-prone, water gets in, flooring gets ruined. They want to help. Just keep them in mind. They don't want it to happen to you, just like Donnie Turner doesn't want you to have a car accident. But if you need them, you can depend on them for quick turnaround with their own team of installers. In the meantime, if all you want to do is improve the look of a room, especially with the holidays right around the corner, go to Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's and get true wholesale pricing on every style of flooring imaginable with like three stories of selection and a great team of people to help you pick out what you want and installers that work for them. Your satisfaction is guaranteed on the Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Imagine that.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, can I take out my room?
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912756.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
To leave here immediately.
We went dancing across the USA on that crazy King's Highway. Too much passion, too much play. We went dancing, dancing, dancing across the USA.
Rosie Brock, Seth Bobo, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, man.
We're off to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. I don't have to...
Yeah, you took turn my mic off. We're celebrating Greg's birthday. Come and join us.
I'll be back in the morning, maybe.